This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 75, Rush Hour from 1998. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Rush Hour?
I haven't seen Rush Hour since 2013, maybe. 12 or 13, one of those 2 years. When my brother was in high school, I saw it on a bus. I was a chaperone on a field trip. We watched it on the way there, and I haven't seen it since. Now, with that said, I have seen this movie many times before that. So, I've seen it a plenty, but it's been a little while.
Yeah, I mean, for myself, I don't know how long it's been. I've seen it, but it's been ages. I don't have dates like you do. The years, the last time you've seen it.
It's been 2011. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But for those of you that are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button. Hit those notification bells every time new videos drop. You guys will be notified. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe to the channel and support the channel. And then for those of you that are taking us on the go with you guys to the gym or to the office, thank you so much for subscribing. If you're new, subscribe to the podcast on all your platforms of podcasts, from Spotify, TuneIn, Apple. We're in all of that. Audacity.
We're on all of them,
pretty much. We're ranking up there.
That's right.
In film reviews. But other than that, guys, we're going to give you guys the box office numbers to Rush Hour from 1998. Starting off with domestic, $141 million. International, $103 million. On a worldwide total of $244 million on a budget of $33 million. Successful.
Well, you know, this is where we review the series, right? The movie series. So clearly a hit, meaning sequels. So makes a lot of sense. And Jackie Chan's an international guy, so made over $100 million overseas. And he wasn't quite as popular here at the time of this movie, but this is really what put him on the map in the U.S. So makes sense that it made a lot of money. I remember it was a big hit.
Yeah, I mean, well, remember, he also had Rumble in the Bronx that came out in 95, around there. That put him in the spotlight.
He had movies. Yeah. He had a lot of Chinese movies. And Rumble in the Bronx is a weird movie because it's like a Chinese movie that's like dubbed in English. So he had been in things that people had seen. But this was the movie that after this is where Jackie Chan became a U.S. star, like a star getting lead roles like Shanghai Noon and all these other movies. So it makes sense that, you know, with those numbers, you know, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, it does. But let's check out those Rotten Tomato scores for Rush Hour.
So this was interesting. I was surprised. I thought it would be higher. So the audience score, we'll start with the audience score. The audience score is about what I thought, 78%. Pretty good. Most people like it. Most people that I know like Rush Hour. I haven't met in person very many people who are like, I hate Rush Hour. Like, it's very rare. And especially people my age, like, this came out when I was 11. So this is like prime time, my youth, and I love the movie. But critically, it only has a 61%. So kind of low. Like, it's fresh, but just barely. And I did read the consensus, but we don't tell you any of that stuff because it doesn't really matter. We're going to give you our consensus in like 45 seconds, so...
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so Nate always starts off these reviews, so let's check it out. Lead character, Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker. Take it away.
Yeah. Being a buddy cop movie, if you guys have listened to any of our shows, you know Alex and I, we rank, for buddy movies, we rank both as a total lead character, right? Each one, and then their combined chemistry. It's a 5 for me, personally. I think the balance of, the kind of opposites, you know, the Eastern and Western characters. You have Chris Tucker, who is absolutely 0% like Jackie Chan in every single way. Those kind of things make for good buddy movies, you know, when they're kind of stuck together and they don't really like each other, but they have to eventually get along. And I think they both did a great job in this. Chris Tucker is funny. I was a fan of Chris Tucker, especially in the 90s, Friday, Rush Hour 2, you know, like Chris Tucker is funny to me. Fifth Element. I've always enjoyed him. Jackie Chan, newer to me when this came out, but over time, just one of the best, I don't know, like action movie actors, really does his own stunts. You know what I mean? And he's funny in this. He gets to do a little bit of humor. I love them together. I think they have great chemistry. I think they both characters play really well off of each other. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, they had this chemistry with each other. I still prefer Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. I think they had really great chemistry on screen. Sure. But this one was actually pretty good. I thought it worked. And like, again, I haven't seen this in years. So it's actually pretty funny. And you're right. There's two different styles of actors working with each other. I gave it a 5 also. For the time period that we got this in 98. So then all the jokes, do they land with Chris Tucker? Not as much, because they're all outdated. I mean, now they're all outdated, all those jokes. So for me, it all worked well. I thought they had great chemistry together. The fighting was great. But yeah, I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so let's get right into the main villain, Jun Tao.
Okay, Jun Tao. Wow, Jun Tao, of course, is played by one of the best actors, right? Tom Wilkinson plays him. This guy's like, he's not like an A-list actor. He's more of a character actor, but he's always great in every single thing he's in. If someone could tell me a bad Tom Wilkinson role, tell me down in the comments, but I don't believe you. He's always good. And this is no different. Like, he's good in the role. Now, is the villain a great villain? No, he's not. He's okay. He's an okay villain played by a great actor. So when he's on screen, I like watching him because it's Tom Wilkinson and he's great. But he's not on screen a lot. And you don't really know he's the villain until like a little more than halfway through the movie. You know what I mean? Like, he's in a scene early and he's a friend of the consulate guy. And then he's not in it for a while. And then it's like revealed that he's like the criminal mastermind behind this whole thing. So I was torn. I don't think he's a great villain. And he's like a boss villain. You know what I mean? Because he's got the henchman, the Asian dude with the blonde hair. That guy does all like the heavy lifting as far as fighting and action and stuff. Tom Wilkinson ain't doing no action. He shoots at Jackie Chan. He, he has a big scary fall at the end. But he's a great actor. I did like the plot or the premise that he was going for, kidnapping the girl, getting the ransom, all that. I gave him a 3, mostly because when he's on screen, he's really good. But I do wish he was on screen more. I don't think he's an amazing villain, but I gave him a 3.
You know, I agree with you on that because honestly, he's not in the movie as much. I mean, he doesn't even do nothing at all. Even at the end, all he did was run and hit Jackie Chan with a briefcase.
And shoot at him and miss.
Yeah, shoot at him and miss. Yeah, pretty much. I agree with you. I gave him a 3 also. And there's nothing you could give this guy because he didn't do absolutely shit in the whole movie.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get to your favorite category.
Yellow-haired henchman. 4.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, he was good.
He was good. I liked him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. All right, let's get to your favorite category, action scenes.
My favorite. Okay, here we go. My favorite part. Mm. Action. Pretty good. I mean, look, one thing I will say, and this was, of course, Rush Hour is directed by Brett Ratner. I know Brett Ratner is a very, we'll go with the word average. He's a very average director. He's directed a lot of movies that are watchable. You know what I mean? Like, well, Rush Hour is good. He made the whole Rush Hour series. He directed X-Men 3, which everyone hates. I don't hate it, but everyone else hates it. He directed the Hercules movie with The Rock. He did After the Sunset, which is a nice little heist movie. Like, he's done some good watchable stuff. Yeah, Red Dragon, Tower Heist. But he hasn't made, like, an amazing, movie. He's not that kind of director. But one thing I'll give him credit for is he got Jackie Chan in his movie, and he shot Jackie Chan very well. Wide shots, long takes. There's no fast cuts and edits where he's just, like, you know what I mean? Moving around. He said, look, I know this guy can do this stuff. Why not just show people what he can do? And I appreciated that as an action fan and like someone who likes to actually see what's happening. When Jackie Chan is rolling around on pool tables, you could tell it's him and you could see what's happening. When they're in the Chinese restaurant up in the top, you know, you could see everything he's doing. So I think Brett Ratner did a good job directing the action. There's not tons of action, but there's very well executed action. Mostly shootouts and Jackie Chan doing cool stuff. I gave it a 4, and that's mostly because it's very well done and it's well shot, and you could see everything that's happening, which I always like.
Oh, man. So, yeah, in terms of action for me, there ain't nothing in action in this movie. I mean, yes, you got the blow-up scene in the beginning with Chris Tucker and the whole C4 situation. You do get him when he's chasing after the other, the blonde head person throughout the alleyway. And then, of course, you get the ending scene and then, of course, the fight in the restaurant. But that's not much for me to go, oh, this is an action, much action. You know what I mean? Like, it has action. And I'm not going to be one. Like, I remember before, it's like, oh, total action. No, I'm starting to, like, level off here in terms of my where I'm going to start grading these things in. I gave it a 3. It's not much action for me to go, this is an action style of movie. This is more of a comedy action. Yeah. More comedy than action in this one.
Yeah.
So I gave it a 3.
Sure.
All right. So let's get into storyline.
Storyline. Okay. I like the story in this movie. I like Rush Hour. It's got a good story. You got Jackie Chan is like a police officer from China. And then you have Chris Tucker. He's LAPD. A Chinese like diplomat daughter gets kidnapped. And the FBI is working the case. But the politician guy called in Jackie Chan. And the FBI is like, hey, we don't want this guy meddling. So they bring in the worst LAPD guy who blows stuff up just to babysit him. Yeah. And that's how you get your comedy, right? That's how you set up a good, solid, mismatched character, buddy comedy. So I think it's well executed in that regard. Is it generic? This is something I've seen a lot online. Like, oh, this story is very generic. Sure, it's tropey. I'll say that. You know what I mean? Like, they stick with the tropes. However, when your tropes work and it leads to me laughing and having a good, entertaining time, I'm okay with it. It's when you do it poorly. And I don't think this movie does it poorly. So I gave it a 4. I really like the story. It's intriguing enough, right? Like, you're following them. They do a good job with the girl, with the kidnapping, everything. Nothing's hazy or confusing. It's very straightforward, but it's well done. I gave it a 4.
Yeah, in terms of story, I was okay with it. It's a typical girl getting snatched. Then they bring in these two cops to join forces, right? But it was like destiny, right? If you really look at it, because Chris Tucker, they wanted to discipline him.
Suspend him.
They wanted to suspend him, so they just gave him a job to do. And he thought he was in the
big time. G14 classified, though.
Yeah, G14 classified. So I thought it was okay. Like, honestly, like, I wasn't all crazy about the story. I was more into their performance than the storyline. Maybe because I've seen this a few times, so I'm like, it's okay. It is what it is. I gave it a 3.
Wow.
I gave the movie a 3. Yeah, I wasn't too crazy with the storyline like the other ones we're going to watch. But yeah, I was not too crazy for it. It's a good story. I don't feel like it was a great or perfect. Overall.
Fair. Yeah, overall. So this, if you guys couldn't already tell, I love this movie. I grew up watching this movie the same way Alex felt about Lethal Weapon. This is more like my Lethal Weapon or my generation, right? I wasn't even born when Lethal Weapon 1 came out. You know what I mean? I was already a kid when this came out, getting into watching movies. And as far as buddy cop series go, Rush Hour is for me what like Lethal Weapon is for Alex. Because you grew up watching those movies. You saw them all. You saw them in the theater. You know, all that experience is what I had with this franchise. So for me, I've always loved Rush Hour as one. My brother came out when I was watching it, and he was watching it a little bit. And I was like, this is like, I wouldn't say it's a classic in the sense of it's like an all-time great film. But as far as 90s movies go, I've always looked at it as like I've held it a pretty high as far as a really good 90s movie. I give it it's not amazing. I give it a 4. My score is a 4. But yeah, I've always loved it. Even rewatching it now, like, I just have a good time. Every time I watch Rush Hour, I have a really fun time. I laugh. I like watching Jackie Chan do crap. I like the music. I love the soundtrack in this movie. I love the soundtrack in, like, the songs in the film, like War and things like that. But the actual soundtrack that came with it, Jay-Z, Drew Hill, Slick Rick, like, I grew up listening to it. I absolutely love it. So it's a 4 for me. I've always loved this movie.
Yeah, look, in terms of overall, I had fun with the movie. I'm not saying I did not. I enjoyed it for what it was. And again, this is where doing the franchise reviewing. Is this a great basis to start off an entire franchise? Absolutely. This kicked off a franchise. And this is exactly what you wanted in a number one movie, a foundation. And guess what? This was it. I gave it a 3.5. I enjoyed it. I thought the jokes still continued to be funny. Chris Tucker is mad loud. And I liked it. I thought it worked well. And then Jackie Chan's, I thought it was really good too, especially all his stunts and everything. Yeah. You could tell which ones were real. Even when he threw himself on top of the scaffold and he's landing on the thing, you could tell he really did that.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. So look, I gave it a 3.5. All right. So
fair enough.
Let's get to your total points.
Yeah. So total points for me. And by the way, I will say something you just kind of said that made me think about Chris Tucker. I do believe your mileage with this movie will vary based on Chris Tucker. Because he's not, I don't think he's for everybody, even though I do think he's likable. He's not like super annoying, but I do know people who might find him annoying. So if you're not like really into his style of loud, fast talking, like humor, it may not be, I could see that being something people say, he's kind of annoying, but I've always liked him. Total points for me is a 20 out of a 25.
For me is an 18 out of a 25. I'm sorry, 18 and a half out of 25.
Okay, close. Yeah. Only a point and a half off.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, tell everybody what's coming up later in the week.
Yeah, so coming up, we got, so this was our Rush Hour, starting off our new franchise. We have our next episode will be a patron movie selection, The Long Kiss Goodnight from director Renny Harlin. Then, of course, next week, we will be doing Rush Hour 2 and then Kick-Ass to wrap up our patron movie picks. And then we start Mel Gibson month. Well, Mel Gibson like movies after that. Now, there will also be a bonus episode that you guys want to keep an eye out for. We were going to be, of course, doing our ranking of the Expendables. You know, when we come to the end of a franchise, we rank them. This one will be short because there are only three movies. So we got to start getting some long series again so we could do those like really big rankings. But it is what it is. It'll be a bonus episode coming out.
Yeah, so again, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. We have a YouTube channel, so please subscribe to the channel if you want to support the channel. Hit those like buttons if you're enjoying these videos. Hit those notification bells so every time videos drop, you guys will be notified. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.